Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in, time for Daily Editorial. It is Thursday, the 16th of June. Jimmy and I have an interesting thing to bring up right away, which I'm sure people are aware of, but we have to jog your memory. If the economy is going so good, Jimmy, why was the prime rate raised 75 basis points yesterday? That was a big number. Just because the economy isn't going so good.
Yeah, it's a big number, and it's not enough, because we're talking raising, you know, three-quarters of a point,
right,
percentage point on rates when we've got over 8% inflation and over 10%, almost 11% of producer price index this last month, which indicates that with the PPI higher than the inflation rate for the last month, it means that the next month should see even a higher CPI, consumer price index. So we're gonna see inflation for a while. I don't know if the Fed three quarters of a point is going to have the intended effect to stop the kind of the bleeding. And clearly, the most investors don't think so. As the Dow dropped below 30,000 today, and S&P as well as NASDAQ are down like 4%. You know, my wife's 401k is down at a negative. In a matter of 2-3 months, it's down 15%.
Yeah.
We're just looking at the numbers a little bit.
No, it's not a pretty time right now. There's no question about that. Yet, President Biden continues to harp on the fact that the economy is just doing great.
Well, his argument is an interesting one. First of all, it's a total facade to try to appease, you know, a certain percentage of his base that are dumb enough to believe it.
Right.
And those are the ones that are obviously not going to the gas station to fill up at, you know, $5+ a gallon. Even down here in the South, where it's usually a little bit better than the rest of the country. I mean, it's just insane the amount of fuel pricing and energy prices. But the people that he's talking to have to be wondering, well, why is he saying this? And his argument, I guess the people that are writing this for him, because I don't think he has an argument at all. Mm. The people that are writing this for him are saying, well, unemployment, you know, we're talking about unemployment. It's like 3.6%. And it's, you know, more jobs are out there and available. That's a great opportunity. And, oh, by the way, we've had an increase in growth. Well, that's a lie, because last quarter we had negative growth because of inflation. Mm-hmm. This quarter, I'm still laying my money that we're going to have a second quarter of negative growth. I think a lot of analysts are actually facing the reality of it because, look, inflation's too high, and people are beginning to say, you know, when companies like, tech companies, Bitcoin companies, or I should say crypto companies, are laying off literally, you know, 1,000 workers, you know, high paid employees. When a lot of companies are saying, I've got to cut, you know, Tesla, for one, saying I've got to cut 10% of my workforce in preparation for what's happening, you're going to see a pretty significant slowdown. And their arguments, Joe's arguments, are attempting to massage the message in order to make him look okay. But it's just getting ridiculous, because so many people are saying, why? How could you say that? Because the average person is really beginning to suffer with food prices, with availability of products, with fuel prices, and just their daily quality of life. And I'll tell you, that's going to override any other problem that's out there in the world. That, you know, they don't care about Ukraine. They don't care about the January 6th hearings right now. They care about how much they got to spend on food and gas, and if they can pay their bills or not. And
right,
what this administration has failed to understand is there is a big percentage of this country that lives from paycheck to paycheck. And, oh, by the way, if they don't have enough to make, you know, if their wages are literally going down due to inflation, that's going to have a major impact on our economy. And it's going to be very negative, which ideally reflect back on him at the polls.
You know, things have gotten to be so repetitive, I'm not even sure where to go in this point. At this point, the prime rate today is 4.75%. That is absolutely amazing to me. It's gone from 3.5 to 3.25 to 4.25, and now it's at 4.75. Wow.
Yeah, and you know, the first house that I bought was way back in the early 80s, and I bought a condominium. And I was very happy to get a VA loan at 13.5%. So we've seen it before. People will survive. There is going to be a lot of frustration out there. But, you know, people adapt. The unfortunate part about it is there's not a real reason to adapt. And I'm going to just give you an example of the stupidity of this administration right now. So Jennifer Granholm, the Secretary of Energy, right, was on CNN, and the anchor asked her, said, you know, so you're asking oil companies to invest billions right now to increase their production, but what are you going to say in 5 to 10 years? And Jennifer Granholm says, the Secretary of Energy says, well, they need to increase their productivity right now and make that investment, but in 5 or 10 years, we don't want them to be investing in that. And he just looked at her and said, well, I mean, this is paraphrased, but basically it's like, well, why would they invest money if you're telling them that they don't need to have gas and, you know, and oil in the next, you know, 5 or 10 years? And she just said they need to move to green energy. And like the cognitive dissonance, the ridiculous failure to understand the inconsistent argument that she's making, mm-hmm, is very apparent. And that is the Secretary of Energy. How can they continue to push these type of agendas and not think that they're going to be called out on it? Because even left-wing media is beginning to understand that something is wrong here, that these people are actually pushing a political agenda, the green carbon mafia, over the best interests of American people. And I just can't believe that they'll be able to survive this.
Jim, don't mean to disagree with you, but things are so obviously bad right now, you really have to wonder why the left-wing media, i.e. the New York Times, you know, Washington Post, et cetera, why are they siding with the administration when there is absolutely no verification in any of the administration's comments? I don't get it.
You know, I think part of it is and this is, again, I'll say this, which I've said before, I'll say it again. The one thing that Barack Obama was very effective at in his administration was co-opting the media to be his spokespeople. And he did it, and it lasted all the way through the Trump administration. And now, you know, most of the left-wing media, when I say left, I'm mainstream media, big corporate media, they have financial interests at stake and being able to achieve their goals and influence the politicians. Trump was not someone that they could actually influence. In fact, they attacked him the entire time. So they've actually put a stake, their own reputation on continuing this narrative. That narrative is collapsing.
Yep.
What are they doing? They're not acknowledging it. In some cases, maybe a few reporters are beginning to say, yeah, I just can't keep lying like this. But basically, they're doubling and tripling down on their bets to protect their self-interest on here. Mm-hmm. And I think that they, you know, their credibility is already diminished. Certainly, CNN has lost a tremendous number of watchers. Mainstream, NBC, ABC, ABC, NBC, and CBS have lost a large number of, their watchers and listeners. A lot of these companies have lost a large number, but if they actually admit the reality of what they've done, if they really start pushing back on the Biden administration, they look pretty stupid. And I just don't think the editors, the people that are in charge, and of course the corporate leaders that are directing this, I don't think they understand fully how far they have lost the credibility of the American people, the trust. And I think
what's happened to the subscription rates? That's what all you have to do is look up what's going on there, what's going on to the readership. I mean, they have those numbers pretty accurately.
Yeah, and they keep going down. But again, for the big corporations that own these media companies, it's a loss leader. Yeah. They still want to influence. So they, you know, they're willing to lose money on the news sections as long as they can keep, you know, ABC will lose money for news as long as Disney keeps Shanghai Disney open.
Right.
You know, they'll make billions on their entertainment industry. News will be a loss leader, but it helps them influence the outcomes of the politics. And, you know, you're seeing that, and you're seeing it kowtowing to the Chinese government, to the communists. You're seeing it kowtowing to the administration in order to avoid what the administration is threatening mm-hmm. with them. With that's legal action for, you know, even questioning the narrative out there. And that's the sad thing. This is the beginning of a dictatorship when you start controlling the propaganda and the media that way. And that's unfortunately what we're facing.
Well, it is what we're facing. But the question is, are they going to be successful? So far, they haven't been particularly successful, Jim.
You know, they're in some ways, okay, the way I look at it is the left and the people that are advising Biden are they went all in. They had the House and the Senate very close margin, and then they have the executive branch. And they are going all in to push all their objectives as far as they can. And those objectives appeal to small constituencies, social justice warriors, the LGBTQ community, the financial interests of, you know, globalists that want to be able to influence outcomes that we're talking about and be able to expand into those China markets and the Asian markets. Those people, they're bowing to all those different pressures. The problem is there's nobody in the big picture looking at what the impact is in America, because there's no leadership and right. there's no one willing to take leadership. So what you're seeing is an all-out push to appease all these little constituencies and the corporate interests and the people that are paying off the political interests. And it's beginning to blow back on them because they can't keep a lid on it. And that's what I think is happening in America right now. I think people are just like fed up with it, the corruption, the lies. And I think a lot of people are, not everyone. Some people still spout this ridiculousness. But I do want to address, you know, I think one of our commenters, one of our regular ones, CFS, had said, hey, just because the Democrats, you know, they'll switch voting in these primaries. Well, they will. But the reality is there is a huge amount of mobilization and motivation for Republicans and conservatives around the country. Right. And a lot of Democrats are walking away from the ideologies that are extreme. We've got the lunatic fringe driving policy in America right now, and I think many people want to get back to they voted for Biden. If they did, they voted for Biden because they wanted some sort of stability.
Right.
What we're seeing is nowhere near that.
Sad situation, you guys out there, no question about that. Why, by the way, Jimmy and I have not been incredibly active on the blog recently. We're getting very, very involved. At least I'm getting very, very involved in the Republican Party here in my neck of the woods, which is in the state of Washington. And Jimmy is continuing to spend a lot of time on the Republican and the Republican committee dealings there in South Carolina. What's going on in the Republican Party right now is very, very discouraging, a little bit of disorganization. Jimmy and I are doing everything that we can within our realm of possibility to straighten that out. And so far, it looks like we're having some pretty good luck. It looks like, at least in Washington, in the part of Washington that I live in, it looks like at least enthusiasm is coming back. Jimmy, thanks for your time.
Yeah, I just want to say there in the end that there are some really hardworking people in the Republican Party
exactly.
that are trying to do the right
exactly.
thing. And I wouldn't say it's that dysfunctional. I think it's working through a process in a very tough neighborhood right now.
Exactly. Jim, thanks, buddy.
You bet.
See you guys.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.